أجمعين. وبعد، يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The Hadith tonight is a collection of Imam Muslim, addressed by Abu Huraira, and the theme is still the etiquettes of Salah. So I'll be talking about each night about a different etiquette or the night that I'm doing my khawatir. And I'm not going to go through a specific sequence, so it'll just be sporadic, but it'll be about يعني, the etiquettes of Salah before, during, after, kind of surrounding that, and I'll try to tackle this topic to the best of my ability. And in this hadith is a nice, it's a hadith that's well known, and I want to just make sure I share it with you. Hopefully the younger people are listening to me as well. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من سبح لله دبر كل صلاة 33 وحمد الله 33 وكبر الله 33 وقال تمام المئة لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير غفرت خطاياه وإن كانت مثل زبد البحر. So what he said عليه الصلاة والسلام in this hadith is that if whoever performs tasbih, meaning saying subhanallah 33 times after any salah, and then hamidallah says alhamdulillah 33 times after it, and then he said kabbarallah says Allahu Akbar 33 times after it, adding up to 99, and then he says as the 100th tasbih, or the 100th act of invocation, he says the tahleel, the full form. But the hadith in Muslim does not have yuhyi wa yumeet in it, just to be accurate. It doesn't have, you can say it, obviously there's nothing wrong with that at all. I'm just saying that it's not actually there in this specific narration. Whether that was yani by mistake or by or correctly by the sahabi who narrated it, we don't know. But you're welcome to do either. But the wording in Muslim is la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah lahul mulku wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says ghufirat khataya, their sins, this person's sins will be forgiven, even if the quantity of their sin is like the foam of the ocean. And this is just the way the Arab would, you know, would use this simile or the analogy to say that it's unmeasurable, it's untangible. So much of it is not something that can be calculated or counted. And this is not talking about, obviously, kaba'ir that require tawbah, or huquq al-nas that require returning them. This is talking about general sin. The taqsir, the shortcomings that occur from us on a daily basis as we go through our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware that we have these shortcomings, that our intentions aren't always great, that our sincerity is not always there, that we listen to things we shouldn't listen to, we look at things we shouldn't look at, we say things we shouldn't say, we behave in ways that are not perfect. So we make these mistakes as we go along, these shortcomings that just happen as we go along. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared all of these acts of worship, the fara'id and the sunan, so that you can continuously wash your plate. Just keep on washing it. Just keep on, you're eating on it, it has residue of food, and you're just. If you don't wash it for a long time, it's hard to get them off. So you have to keep on doing it. So these little gems the Prophet ﷺ gives us are there so that we continuously have a way to remove these sins that we don't pay attention to. The sins that you don't even pay attention to, the things that you do, and then you're just not with the clarity of mind to recognize that you're doing these actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have them there for you so that He can forgive these sins for you, so that you don't have to come yawm al-qiyam and answer for every small detail that you fall in. And it's a beautiful thing to do after salah. And if you can't do the 33, like say if you're young and you're lazy, and you don't want to do 33 and 33 and 33, which only takes maybe a minute and a half on tops of it, then there's another hadith in the collection of Imam Ibn Majah and Tabarani, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam points out 10. Points out, سَبَّحَ اللَّهَ عَشْرَ مَرَّاتٍ وَكَبَّرَهُ عَشْرَ مَرَّاتٍ وَحَمِدَهُ عَشْرَ مَرَّاتٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So there's a hadith that allows for 10 and 10 and 10 and then the tahleel. But honestly, yeah, the 100, you can do it as you're walking outside, right? Once you get up, because it takes less than a minute. It's less than 2 minutes in general. And this is the wording. Your sins will be forgiven, even if they are like the foam of the ocean. The foam of the ocean is what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. يَرِي لَهُ مُسْلِمُ فِي صَحِيحِهِ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ سَبَّحَ اللَّهَ دُبُرَ كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ 33 ثُمَّ حَمِدَهُ 33 ثم كبر الله 33 ثم قال تمام المئة لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير غفرت خطاياه وإن كانت مثل زبد البحر صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله، شهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، استغفرك وأتوب إليك، وصلى الله وسلم.